It's a very simple question. Your tzitzis often get tangled. You know, it wraps around one, wraps around the other one. It gets knotty, whatever it is. Are you allowed to wear a talus or a tzitzis where the tzitzis strings get tangled? You have to check for them. And then we'll get to second part. Are you allowed to untangle them on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, line in Gemara Menachos, says tzitzis, what does the Russian tzitzis mean? Ain tzitzis ela anaf. Tzitzis refers to a string that like hangs out. Okay, based on a pasuk that says vayikocheni betzitzis roshi, that like the strings of your hair, tzitzis is refers to like strands, and strands hang out. V'amar Abaye, Abaye says based upon this, v'tzarech lefruda kitzutzisa d'armoy. You need to straighten out, make sure that your tzitzis are straight like the hair of this Aramean, like some type of haircut that they had there, like a, kind of like a Rastafarian almost. It's like they have strings or like dreadlocks of your hair coming out, and therefore, you know, you have to separate the hair just like you said. So therefore, tzitzis comes from that same language. You have to separate your tzitzis. Based upon this, the Torah says, and the Shulchan Aruch, they say, tzarech lahafrid chutei hatzitzis ze mizeh. That's the entire halacha. You need to separate the strings of your tzitzis ze mizeh, each one from the other one. Okay, what is the reason for this separation? So the Magen Avraham comes along and says, you know what this separation is for? It's just a complete chumrah. Really, you had to separate the blue strings, the tcheles, from the white strings, and therefore, in the times when we would have real tcheles, so you'd have to separate them so that the blue and the white don't become mixed. Nowadays, we just separate our strings as like a zecher, like a remembrance to when they would separate the blue strings from the white strings. They shouldn't get tangled. But that implies that what? It's not so important to detangle, untangle your strings. Nowadays, we don't have tcheles for the most part, and therefore, your strings, if the white strings get tangled with each other, okay, nishkafer, look, not such a big deal. And therefore, the Magen Avraham says, if you're going to be late to davening because that, you're going to miss Kaddish, or you're so busy, you know, OCDing about your strings, like are they exactly straight or not, don't do that, says the Magen Avraham. It's a waste of time. It's just a chumrah. Be careful, but don't be over careful. Says the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, he says, what do you mean? Shulchan Aruch says, you separate ze mi ze. That sounds not just the blue and the white. That sounds like you separate every single one. And in fact, the Gemara quoted a pasuk for that. That if it's not separated, it's not tzitzis. Tzitzis is separated strings. If you have tzitzis, which are not separated, it's not tzitzis. Therefore, it says the Ber Halacha, based on that Vilna Gaon, according to the Gra, if you put on, it's pretty scary, it's a scary line to say, if you put on your tzitzis or your talus and the strings are tangled, you are making a bracha vatala. A wasted bracha, says Ber Halacha. He says, I'm a furch. He says, because you're, how can you make it? He says, the im chote at tzitzis mesubach and echad bechavero, they're like round up amongst each other. Ein levarach alein. You don't make a bracha on them because according to the Vilna Gaon, it's not tzitzis. You're making a bracha on a wound up thing, which is not tzitzis. So
what
that. So I don't know exactly. It says mesubachin. Mesubachin, the shorish of mesubachin is like misovev, I guess. No? It was mesubachin. I think intertwined, or I tried to put it on Google Translate, the literal translate of mesubachin. I got complicated. That's what it meant. Like, that doesn't make any sense, right? I think it means, maybe that's someone in modern Ivrit. I don't know what mesubachin means. I thought it came from the notion of sovev, but maybe not. Misabech, I don't know, but it means like tangled. It's like they get wound up. It doesn't mean that like the strings are all coming out. It just means you're intertwined, right? Tangled or twined. But that means you have to like, you know, run your fingers through it so that it's not, you know, tangled with each other. And according to the Vilna Gaon, if you don't, it's a bracha vatala. Says the Chaznish, it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that he's pasuking like that Vilna Gaon, because he seems to adopt it more than the Magen Avraham. Says the Chaznish, it's just a chumrah. The whole idea is just noi ba'alma. It's just that your tzitzis are pretty when you wear it, and therefore he says you can make a bracha even without having your untangling your tzitzis. Fine. And the Aruch HaShulchan agrees as well, it's just a chumrah. However, now you talk about Shabbos. Comes along Shabbos, are you allowed to, and should you, check your tzitzis? Are you allowed to detangle, untangle these tzitzis on Shabbos? Says the Shari Tshuva, a pretty scary one-line Shari Tshuva. He says, "Dimnistabchu tzas, if it becomes a little bit even tangled, ein la freedom b'Shabbos." Why not? Because according to the Vilna Gaon, you can't wear tzitzis that are tangled. So if your tzitzis become tangled, to untangle them on Shabbos is misakin mana. You're creating something which previously wasn't usable, now is usable. You can't do that on Shabbos. You can't make something come from unusable to usable. And therefore, says the Shari Tshuva, usur to do that on Shabbos. In fact, this is what the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa Paskins as well. They do not untangle your tzitzis at all on Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to say you can untangle your tzitzis. You cannot untangle your tzitzis, but you could still wear them on Shabbos. So he seems to be passing like the Magen Avraham that if you have tangled tzitzis, nishkafer, it's not so bad, but yet you still shouldn't untangle them on Shabbos. That's like kind of like a middle ground. Comes along the mind. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like a middle ground. It's kind of like saying that, well, there may be other problems with untangling, whether it's like matir or untying, but yet, we could rely on the Magen Avraham and still wear the tzitzis. So it's kind of like, as I said, it's kind of like a mixed shita. Comes on the Maamar Mordechai, he says that if the tzitzis are just tangled a bit, just a little bit, he says, then it's not a problem to undo it, even according to the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon was only talking about when they really had a real misubach. So you're asking what misubach means. They really get tangled so much that like you have to spend 30 seconds, combing through it. But if it just gets a little bit overwound or tangled or entwined, then he says, that's fine, you can untangle it on Shabbos. And that's our Nissim Karoetz Basins as well. Similarly, with Horus Nussin, he gives a big vart. He says, you know why it's not misaking mana, why it's not fixing anything? Because, he says, the tzitzis were usable beforehand. Then they got tangled up. Now you're just untangling them. He says it's similar to the bottle cap problem. This is the big bottle cap heter of Rav Shlomo Zalman, right? You have a bottle cap which is on your soda bottle, right? And it's never opened, so it's big machlokas you might open on Shabbos. The problem of opening it up is you're making a kli. You're creating a utensil with the top of the cap, which previously wasn't a utensil. Problem was when they made them in the store, the manufacturing, they didn't make the bottle cap by itself. They didn't make the bottle together with the bottle cap. They made the bottle cap separately and then stuck it on to the bottle, and now you're taking it out. So says Lawrence Nuss and others, this is the heter. Originally it was a utensil. They put it back on the bottle and made it not a utensil. All you're doing is bringing it back to its previous state. If you bring us back to its previous state, that's not a problem on Shabbos. Same thing, your tzitzis were originally tzitzis. They were untangled when you bought them. Now they got tangled up. Now you're untangling on Shabbos. It's fine. It's the same issue. That's a very big kula. And Nissim Karoetz, even though he's lenient, though, doesn't like this heter at all. Because he says it's very different. The case of the bottle cap, it only gets put on one time. One time it's attached again, and then you just put it back, untach it. Your tzitzis, they constantly get tangled. So he wants to say untangling is more of a problem because your tzitzis are constantly in a state of tangled, and therefore it is a problem. The upshot of the Chabura is, Rav Chaim Kanievsky apparently untangled tzitzis on Shabbos, so you have a pretty strong posek to rely upon. However, I saw Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, he just assumes, he says, the minhag ha'olam is to be machmir and not to untangle your tzitzis on Shabbos. And we'll end with this wild thing, I don't know, outside the box, above my pay grade, don't ask me any questions about this. So I'm a sefer Tzel Aharim, it's a Sfarish Rav in Chicago, apparently. He writes that apparently the Kaf HaChaim and others used to say that having untangled tzitzis is a school for good teeth. I have no idea what the connection is. And he cites a story with the Alter Rebbe, or one of these, maybe it was the Rebbe himself, one of the Lubavitcher Rebbes, who a guy came to him and his mouth was all bloated up, his teeth had major teeth pains. And the Rebbe says to him, check out your tzitzis and look at the tzitzis, and he fixed his tzitzis. All of a sudden, his teeth felt all better. I have no idea the connection. I just thought that was a pretty wild connection. And the chabur. The point is a person should be careful. Obviously, you can't be neurotic about it and keep on checking your tzitzis, but you should make sure that, at some point, that your tzitzis, before you put them on, are, at least as straight as possible, and that you've run your finger through them when you take out your towels. You run your finger through it once, and then you are fine. Shkoyach.